The Kodiak area commercial salmon season starts today, and while it's early for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to gauge how the season will play out in terms of effort levels and harvest, there is cause for optimism. KMXT's Eric Wander has more.
Fish and Game doesn't yet have enough information upon which to base a reliable forecast for the Kodiak area commercial salmon season, but area management biologist Jeff Wadley said the department will soon. Wadley said he expects effort to remain similar to that of last year, at least with regard to set netters.
We don't have any requirements for registrations, so I suspect we'll have similar effort levels for the set netters, but not really sure how many seiners we're going to have yet. I think the beginning, it probably will be pretty light, but I think once the pinks start running, we'll see a big pickup in seiners.
Wadley said Fish and Game starts managing for pink salmon in July, at the very beginning of the run, adding that pink numbers are expected to build up by the end of July and into August. He said last year was a particularly disappointing year for both sockeye and pinks.
Last year was a weak year for sockeye and pinks. I think the effort was similar to the year before, like around 158 boats or something like that. But we had a pretty poor year last year for pretty much all species.
Early indications suggest that this year will be similarly weak, at least for sockeye. But Wadley said Fish and Game has high hopes for pinks this season. He said last year about 8.7 million pink salmon were harvested, and that this year those numbers should rise dramatically.
The Karlik run at this point seems to be pretty weak, and I haven't heard much anecdotal information about people seeing fish, so not really sure. That's kind of why we're doing this 33-hour fishing period, just to see what kind of runs that's coming through. And as far as pinks go, though, it's going to be a big year. We're predicting about 22 million, so that's actually a pretty large forecast. Should be good for pinks this year, hopefully.
Wadley said Fish and Game will be able to gather significant information regarding run strength and effort levels during the initial 33-hour fishing period, which begins at noon in the Central and North Cape sections of the Northwest Kodiak District and in the Alitak District. He said that information will in turn go a long way toward predicting the course of the rest of the season.
I'll be able to look at the harvest and kind of gauge where the fish are moving, what kind of strength we're going to have on the west side, which is where we manage for Karlik runs. And then we'll also have a fishery on the south end of the island for the Olga Bay systems, and that'll tell me, again, what the strength of the run is going through the fishery. And it'll also give me a harvest effort from seiners and gill netters. Just looking at, you know, a daily harvest, you know, that'll tell me, you know, what kind of fish are moving through at any given time. So we're just kind of waiting and seeing right now.
Fish and Game's preliminary forecast for the pink salmon harvest in the Kodiak management area is about 22.1 million fish, a number well above last year's total harvest and just above the 10-year average. Sockeye numbers are expected to be about the same as last year, when roughly 1.8 million sockeye were harvested, significantly below the 10-year average. Also opening at noon today and remaining open until further notice are the Inner Kitoy, Outer Kitoy, Duck Bay, and Iziwit sections of the Afognak District, as well as the Fowl Bay and Waterfall Bay special harvest areas. I'm Eric Wander.